Good morning. My guest this morning is Janet Ciel from the 22nd annual, Bodega Seafood Art and Wine Festival. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. So you described yourself as the chief cook and bottle washer. How are the food and bottles going?
You know, I'd say this year is the best and the easiest year yet.
Really? Yeah. Oh, how good.
Yeah, we're very fortunate in that we have crew that has been with us for years and years. We have a lot of companies coming back, be it craftspeople, be it food vendors or wineries and breweries. And then we have tons of new, lots of people are really excited about this festival. It's just growing.
So that means that you have been personally responsible, as it were, for every one of these 21 previous festivals.
Yes. I was the creator of it with my now ex-husband. We still work together, believe it or not. We were not exes when we started. We were putting on a Festival of Art and Wine in Duncan's Mills, which was an event that eventually we closed after 23 years. But at that time, we were approached by the landowner in Bodega Bay, and he wanted an event on his ranch. And so we ended up creating this. And then after 10 years on the ranch, it was very windy and dusty and dirty on this horse ranch, so we moved inland to Bodega. And so then the last 12 years, we've been in this new location. But yeah, from the beginning.
Describe what it looks like and where it is.
Okay, so first of all, it's in the village of Bodega, and a lot of people get confused and think that's on Highway 1, and it isn't. It's on Highway 12 or Bodega Highway. It's about a mile from Highway 1. We're on a big ranch, and the festival site kind of goes like a long triangle. I don't know what shape triangle you call that in geometry, but it's very long and pointy. So at the very end is our main stage, and everything else just kind of fills in. And the parking lot is at the very front, so you kind of can't miss it. It's
right,
pretty wild and crazy.
It's food. It's entertainment.
Oh yeah.
Talk a little bit about how it looks, how it feels to be
everything.
There.
Okay. Well, so first of all, as a former craftsperson, which I am, one of our big focuses was bringing in really good quality art and craft. We find that a lot of events in this area, there's lots of imports and not such great craft. So we're bringing artisans from all over the country who are coming to do this show.
Mm-hmm.
And there's about 100 artists. There's 15 different food booths, and each food booth has probably, six, eight different entrees, and they just run the gamut of seafood and all other kinds of food.
And then we
have three stages of entertainment. One's a main stage with a great big dance floor and two other stages. And then we have a huge tasting. We have over 50 companies that participate, wineries and microbreweries. And that's just a wild, giant tent towards the front of the show. And it's just this huge party in there all weekend long. It's so much fun.
Excellent. It's the 27th and 28th. When does it start and end in the course of the day?
On the 27th, it's 10 to 6, and on the 28th, it's 10 to 5. And I should point out that the tasting hours are, they start at 11 each day, and they end an hour before closing. We're required to do that by the ABC. So on Saturday, the tasting is 11 to 5, and on Sunday, the tasting is 11 to 4.
Tell us about a new thing that is happening this year that you're particularly pleased with.
Well, I'm really excited about some of the new food we have out there this year. We have a company called Anello's. So many years, people have asked us, do you have seafood that's like caught locally? Like, is there anybody out here who's doing? Well, these guys do. They are fishermen. They're in Bodega Bay. They're serving up crab and salmon and prawns, all that stuff that they've caught. So that's pretty exciting. Plus, we have a new Cajun company, Epicurean Escape from Santa Rosa, and they're going to do something really cool. They're going to do a live crawfish boil, which I don't know. If I were a crawfish, I probably wouldn't like
right.
it. Or crayfish.
Not for crawfish.
It sounds really good, but they're doing these amazing desserts like this bourbon flavored truffle thing. I can't remember,
thee behind me.
Yeah, it's just, they sound incredible.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Janet. Let's tell people that this is the 22nd annual Bodega Seafood Art and Wine Festival, August 27th and 28th in Bodega, California. For information, a telephone number 824-8717, online bodegaseafoodfestival.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.